America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll chat about American Idol and season 14 now underway with former Idol contestant and third place finisher Kimberly Locke. But first, a new study finds more reasons to get and stay married. A new report has found more reasons that people should get married and stay married for a better, happier life. The study found that being married makes people happier and more satisfied with their lives than those who remain single, especially during the most stressful periods like midlife crises. Even though fewer people are getting married these days, the report found that stable marriages are more common among educated, high-income people and increasingly out of reach for those who are not. Not being married can negatively affect people's income, family stability, happiness, and stress levels. One reason for that may be that having a spouse as your best friend reportedly makes you twice as happy as other people. A quarter of today's young adults will still not be married by 2030, which would be the highest share in modern history. Can you relate? Being away from your cell phone can ruin your concentration, raise your blood pressure, and even make you sick. Researchers studied iPhone users, giving them several mental tests like word puzzles. They found that when their cell phones were not with them, the people performed much worse on the tests. They also found that the separation can result in increased heart rates and blood pressure levels, as well as feelings of anxiety and unhappiness. The White House is looking into how a photo featuring President Obama's daughter Malia surfaced on the Instagram page of a rap group. The photo appears to be of 16-year-old Malia Obama sporting a white shirt with a logo of Pro-Era in red, green, and black lettering. A rep for a rapper said the group received the photo from a, quote, mutual friend. Pediatric patients who listened to 30 minutes of songs by Rihanna and Taylor Swift had a significant reduction in pain after major surgery. Researchers said the kids, aged 9 to 14, chose from a playlist of top music in different genres, including pop, country, rock, and classical. Short audiobooks were another option. They found the kids who listened to the music or the stories had a significant reduction in pain, while those who didn't listen to anything did not. Been there, done that. On American Idol, as season 14 unfolds on Fox, Kimberly Locke watches and nods knowingly. One of the regular contributors here every week is Kimberly Locke, the former American Idol contestant, who is watching anxiously as the new season 14 unfolds. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, too. Now, we saw some of the auditions last week. They are going to continue. But one of the things that they did the other night that kind of surprised me, they showed the 24 finalists, although they didn't really reveal who they were, but they showed them and that you could hear them singing. Did you ever see anything like that before on Idol?
You know, they've never, ever done that. As a matter of fact, I mean, you're so sworn to secrecy, like, once you make it into the top 24 that, you know, they threaten, you know, it's like you have to sign away your life saying that you won't talk about it, and they keep it very top secret. So it's interesting that they did that because you can identify people by their voices. I don't know. Maybe it adds another element where people feel like they can guess who the top 24 are. I don't know.
But back when you were on Idol, that was strictly verboten, right? I mean, you couldn't talk about it.
Oh, no. I mean, we had some serious conversations about, you know, not talking about it and why it was so important for us not to talk about it. You go through the process, you go through Hollywood Week, and then you actually go back home and you wait until, you know, the show starts. So we had to go home sworn to secrecy, and we couldn't talk about it at all.
Yeah, so the people may not understand because they see it every week, but there's a big lag between trying out for the show and then Hollywood Week and then finally performing live in front of the judges on TV.
Yes, absolutely. You know, like, the audition process, actually, I auditioned in October of 2002. I got a letter at the end of November stating that I was needed in California the first week of December for Hollywood Week. And then I don't think the show didn't start until, well, the show starts at the end of January or mid-January. So then, you know, in between Hollywood Week and the first episode, you go back home. So you're home for a month. And let me tell you, the hardest part, Mike, is making sure that your family keeps their mouth shut.
Right, because you're going to tell your family. I mean, who isn't going to tell their family?
Of course. Yeah, but and they want to tell everybody, and you kind of have to explain to them why it's important not to tell.
Yeah, and in some cases, don't they hold it against you or kick you off the show if word gets out?
I mean, yes, they have every legal right to do that because we do sign a confidentiality clause, you know, for that process. So, yes, they very well could do that.
All right. So now the statute of limitations is up on you. Who did you tell, aside from your family, you must have told somebody?
Who did I tell? I mean, of course, I told, like, the three friends who really picked up the phone and were so adamant about me auditioning. Because if it had not have been for those three people, I may not have auditioned, you know, because they were so adamant about it and so in my face. And, like, I just, at some point, I was just like, I'm just going to go so you guys will shut up. So I did keep them posted on my progress and told them, but I swore them to secrecy because one of them loves to talk. You know how you always have one friend that just loves to tell everybody's business, and I had one of those.
Yeah, well, they kept it quiet, which is great. So
they
now,
did, yeah.
What is the emotional feeling during that downtime when you're waiting to go back and compete? You can't really talk about it. So do you internalize everything?
I have to tell you, for me, you know, it was agonizing for me because, you know, at this point in the game, you know, they're auditioning, they've made it to the next round, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives, you know, because whatever they're doing at that moment, they're going to have to either walk away from it, press pause, or, you know, they're going to have to take a leap of faith and take a huge risk. And for me, you know, my risk was that I was headed to law school. So I hadn't even auditioned for Hollywood Week yet, and I was supposed to start school at the same time. So I actually had to withdraw from school. And I wrote this letter about how I had a family emergency. I mean, and of course, when they saw me on TV, it was like, some family emergency she's got there.
So you're lying to the law school.
Yeah. And I withdrew from school and I took a risk and I went out to Hollywood Week. So I was a nervous wreck during that whole process. I was crying a lot. I was talking a lot to my mother, just trying to, you know, make the right decision. Because what if I went out to L.A. and I didn't make it Hollywood Week? And then I'd given up school, and I'd have to wait, you know, for an entire year to go by before I could reenlist in school. And, you know, it would have been such a process. So, you know, these contestants now who know that they have made it to Hollywood Week, they're sitting at home watching this that's happening right now, and they're nervous. You know, their lives are either going to completely change or it's going to be the biggest disappointment in their lives because they don't make it.
Now, have you ever had any thought of going back to law school in the years since?
You know what? I have thought about it. But, you know, the thing about it, the one thing that always kind of, you know, kicks it out of my brain is that I travel a lot, you know, and I'm still performing. And it's like, you know, I would really have to hunker down and be in one place and not really do any music. You know, they say when you go to law school, you know, law school becomes your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and, you know, that's all you have time for. So I thought about it once very seriously, and then I just kind of said, you know what, that was not my chosen destiny. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to focus on my career because, you know, things have been going very well for me.
Now, do you watch the current season of American Idol avidly, or you just check in on it, or you have no interest in it? What's your take?
You know what? I don't watch it avidly. Every now and then, you know, first of all, I don't watch a lot of television. But when I do, you know, when I hear something about somebody, I will tune in to check out that specific person. Because I like, you know, who doesn't like to watch people, you know, grow and become better and accomplish their dreams? It is very, I don't know, it feels good to watch that show, especially for me, having gone through the process.
And any opinion on these judges today versus the ones that you had?
Now, I mean, you know, the original judges, I am just partial to. I really am. I don't think that, you know, everybody has a preference, but I am really partial to the old judges, you know, Randy, Paula, and Simon. Now, I will be honest with you. I am a huge Harry Connick fan, and that I would love to sing for him, with him, in front of him, just because he has such He has such a very different appreciation for music, period. So when he's giving advice, he knows what he's talking about. He is a musical person. He is just not, he's not only looking at the total package. He is really looking at, do you have musical skills and musical talent?
Interesting.
You know,
all right.
Everything else is extra for him. I think he's really listening when, you know, when those contestants come in there. And I love him because he said, he, you know, sometimes he looks at Jennifer Lopez and he's like, really, Jennifer? And it cracks me up because I understand where he's coming from. He's really looking at the skill set and the talent of each contestant.
Well, Kimberly, good talking to you again. We'll chat next time and all the best.
All the best to you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
With Kimberly Locke, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you get people to help you? Help them. It's the law of reciprocity.
Here's Julian Smith, best-selling author of The Impact Equation.
The reason that people do things for us is because we have done things for them, and there is a sense of reciprocity. Subconsciously, the more sacrifice you make for other people, the more they will see that it is a sacrifice and be willing to do the same for you.
Most people wait until they need something to reach out to people in their network. On the other hand, big goal-getters touch base with them regularly.
When you do that, you can find ways to help them now. Then when you need them, they'll be ready to help you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. When we look at Chicago's O'Hare Airport or New York's JFK, we see nothing but paved soot factories. But now there's a cool world model out there. Zurich, Switzerland's airport, now the first fully sustainable green airport, as the airport spokesman tells us.
Solar panels, and we have a couple of buildings where we collect rainwater on the roof, and this rainwater, again, is used for flushing the toilet, so we don't have to waste the pure drinking water, for example.
From Zurich, the airport's Klaus Johnson.
In order to create or to turn the airport into a family attraction, a bicycle path, an inline path all around the airport. And along this path, there are barbecue places, forests, nature reserves, and you can either observe wildlife, flowers, plants.
Imagine picnics at the Newark Airport. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.